Some say the situation in Libya is getting closer and closer to a civil war. Muammar Gaddafi and his supporters in the West versus the rebels in the East. Today, France became the first Western nation to officially recognize the rebels' National Council, but other nations, including the U.S., are holding back on that. P.J. Crowley is a spokesman for the U.S. State Department. He says the Obama administration is proceeding with caution.
We are reaching out to the opposition, trying to understand who they are, how they're forming themselves, what their plans are. You have to understand, in a case like Libya, for 40 years there was virtually no politics in Libya. There was no opportunity for an alternative center of influence or power. Gaddafi wouldn't allow it. So these countries, it's going to be a difficult, lengthy process. Progress is not going to be linear. We're prepared to help, but right now the greatest challenge for Libya is just simply trying to fundamentally understand what's happening inside the country.
Will there be a point at which the United States recognizes the opposition in Libya?
Well, Libya is in transition. In fact, many of their diplomats, including the Libyan ambassador to the United States, no longer recognizes the Gaddafi regime. And diplomat by diplomat across the world, they're doing the same thing. We are talking to them. We're talking to others. We do have diplomatic relations with Libya, and that will be important as Libya goes through this transition. But clearly, we no longer recognize the legitimacy of the Gaddafi regime. His own people increasingly do not recognize his legitimacy, and we're in this stage. We're trying to evaluate the opposition, understand who they are, and most importantly, see that they, in fact, now command the respect and authority of their people.
So potentially the recognition of that opposition could come before Gaddafi potentially leaves the country.
We're talking to them. We've made no decisions on recognition at this point.
Do you think what's going on in Libya right now is a civil war?
It is certainly tragic violence. Civil war actually has real legal meaning, and I don't know that we see it that way yet, but certainly there is that potential.
Now, you said these situations take sometimes a lengthy process to play out, but how do you react when people are dying on the ground?
We want to see this change evolve without violence, but we do recognize that in clashes of pro-government supporters, anti-government supporters, police reacting to situations in many cases they have not encountered before, unfortunately, there will be a violence and there will be deaths and injuries as part of this. But we have said very clearly from the outset over the past 3 months that we want to see peaceful change occur, fundamental reform occur. We want to see as many of these countries evolve towards democracies as possible, and that can't happen in an environment of violence.
U.S. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley, thank you for coming in.
Marco, a pleasure.
You can see a video clip of P.J. Crowley talking about the uprisings across the Middle East and North Africa. That's at theworld.org.